Jenna, we had a chicken question that I've been saving, and you're the perfect person to answer this. So, Jenna, we have Daniel on the phone from Bow, Washington. Jenna, this is Daniel.
Nice to meet you, Daniel.
And Daniel, this is Jenna.
Hello.
So now, Daniel, what's your question?
Well, I raise chickens as well, and the problem I have is that I always end up with roosters that I need to cook. And I haven't found a good way to cook these roosters.
So, Jenna, any thoughts?
Sure. Are the birds older birds or are they younger
birds? They are. What I do is I usually let the roosters get about 6 to 7 months old so I can determine whether they're a rooster I want to keep or they're a rooster that I want to eat. And the reason for that is some of the roosters are very good with the hens and other roosters are not.
I know all about them.
You know, Daniel, it's the same in, with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, lamentably. But, Jenna, so what would you do? Have you got a favorite rooster recipe? Because obviously we're talking about something that's a tad chewy around the edges, right?
I do. Well, I've learned that no matter how old or chewy a chicken is, there's nothing that a crock pot and a pot pie cannot fix. And what that can't handle makes a fantastic, any chicken makes a fantastic chicken stock to use for homemade chicken soup. So I slow cook a rooster that's over 6 months old an entire Sunday afternoon in a crock pot. And by the end of the day, he is falling off the bone. And if there's any really, really chewy parts, then they just become part of the chicken soup, which, you know, cooks even longer. But the rest is perfect in a pot pie mixed with potatoes and carrots and onions and vegetables.
That sounds fabulous. Daniel, I think you've got a solution.
Okay, thank you.
And with your roosters, you could have a pot pie party.
Yeah.
Hey, Daniel, thank you.
Sure.
And Jenna, thank you. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, I'm so happy to.